This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Friday night game in Canton, Ohio, the Hall of Fame game. And then really 2 weeks now of everyone else playing. Danny, how are you?
Good, my friend. The trip.
Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to pod you down because you are not good, my friend. That's how I'm going to answer that. Daniel is at the beach, as you guys may have heard. His marathon stay at the beach continues, but he will be back in studio tomorrow, which we look forward to, so that we can play How Much Weight Did Danny Gain on Vacation, among other things, and we will check in with him momentarily when all is well on his end. Lay of the land ahead, our double play at 3:45. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. And at 4 o'clock, your Beltway Blitz on the teams you care the most about in town. Big story of the day is where we got to start, though. Deshaun Watson suspended 11 games by the National Football League. So a couple of initial takeaways from me. First things first, not a full season, which means at some point this year, we will see him play on the road in an NFL stadium, and he is going to get more heat and more scrutiny and more boos and more hate than maybe any player ever has in league history during that game. Because right now, societally, there is more vitriol and anger, and we just react. You know, social media world that we live in more than we used to. He's also coming back from something that's pretty unprecedented in scope. There are a lot of fans of this league angry that he will be playing this season. So that was my first thought, was you knew that the NFL wanted to suspend Deshaun Watson as deep into the season as they could, but specifically that they really, really wanted to get him to the offseason so that they could just go a football campaign, a full year, where they didn't have to worry about the reaction to Deshaun Watson. Just delay the inevitable, so to speak. So it turns out they couldn't pull that off. They settle. There's an agreement. Watson and his reps with the Players Association and the NFL on 11 games. There was a hearing where a third-party arbiter ruled 6 games is what they thought the suspension should be. The NFL said, not even close. We want the full year. And then there was a meeting in the middle of sorts. Basically, they split the difference, by the way. And so there's been so much talk about this and so much reporting. It actually seems pretty simple. Judge Robinson said 6. The NFL wanted 17. What's halfway between 6 and 17? 11 games. So maybe that's where that number came from. Because it was an agreement between the league and the association that represents the players, the union. And that means there's going to be no more additional hearings or court filings or appeals because they came together on a pact here. But the other thing that I think is worth noting is that 11, which seems odd as a number, allows for him to play in the final 6 games of this season. Okay? 17-game year now. 17 minus 11 is 6. And so Deshaun Watson will play in 6 games, which means he can accrue a year, which allows for Deshaun Watson to make his $46 million guaranteed next football season. So the NFL wrapped a present and put it under a tree today, a gift for Deshaun Watson, where they said, you know, if we suspend you 12 games or more, then next year you're only going to make $1 million in guarantees because that'll be the first accrued season on this deal. However, if we only suspend you 11 or fewer, then you get to make $46 million next year, and basically you don't lose out on much money this year at all because of the way the Browns structured this contract to take good care of you. And the league agreed to the 11-game suspension, meaning he will cash $46 million in guaranteed money next year. They gave him that gift today. And if you want to throw in that he was fined $5 million, that's part of the settlement as well. You can do that. I would just remind people that is half about of what he made last year to not play football. Everyone says, what about time served? Well, last year he made twice as much money to sit at home and scroll the internet, look at Instagram reels, as he is going to pay out in this fine now, this $5 million settlement. So it's a complete slap on the wrist, and he'll get to play, and he'll get to make all of his money starting next year, a $46 million rate. Let's check in on Danny again and see how this goes.
Is this better, Jeeps?
This is better.
There we go. Good stuff there. Good summation. Was able to hear what you were saying about Watson. Did you get the sense this was, I don't know how to say this the right way, a victory of sorts for the NFLPA? I mean, obviously they would have preferred the shorter initial suspension that was ruled on by the judge, but I get the sense that all they wanted was it for not to be a full year and for those contract terms that you mentioned, for everything to kind of be able to count this year, right? They wanted to make sure this year counted, then we started to get into the teeth of the deal. Is that the sense you have?
Well, I think it's a huge win for them, and really more so for them, I guess, it's a huge win for Deshaun Watson, because they probably would have preferred six games. So, like right. Watson, they gave a little bit. I mean, they met the league in the middle of the league saying 17. Robinson, and what we want is six. All right, let's just walk halfway and stop and sit down. That's 11 and see if they'll meet us there. But where I think they win is their player is going to get pretty much everything he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Watson's $5 million fine is change under the couch cushion, right? I mean, really, last year he made twice as much as that, not even playing football. What I think he cared about, and I'm guessing he and his agent fought hard for by way of the Players Association, is to make sure that he accrued a year. I really think that was, at the end of the day, what they cared the most about. He had to be on the field and play in six games so that this year counts, so that he gets to his $46 million next year. If he doesn't accrue the year, then he's pushing that payday back, and again, next year you're playing on what was kind of that first-year rate that they designed for him to be his suspension year.
Right.
So I think all he really cared about probably as far as this suspension went, yeah, he'd love to play football as soon as possible. He wants to be out there with his teammates. He had to make sure he got to enough games this year that he got $46 million next year, and he got that. So, yeah, this is a win for him, and it's a win for the Players Association.
And I see on the other side of it, for the NFL, they needed to make sure this wasn't your average suspension. They needed to make sure this wasn't one of those, well, the CBA has typically said it ends up at four games. We'll go for six, and then it gets pleaded down to four, and so on and so forth. They needed to make sure they went hard in the paint on this one. I think they got what they wanted as well. From Jump Street, you know, you heard them float full season, indefinite suspension, sort of, you know, an unprecedented level of banning a player here for being able to play. They wanted to make sure this was more than the others in the past, right? Because they felt, you know, given the past precedent and the ongoing nature of these alleged offenses from Watson, that they needed to make sure that this wasn't just some, you know, kind of standard operating procedure. So I think they got what they wanted as well.
I can't help but wonder, if you're Deshaun Watson and you look at that schedule, what goes through your mind when you realize that your first game you're going to play in this year is against the Texans?
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
NFL. Unreal how they do their business. Look, they can say, oh, that's coincidental. We had no idea. We didn't think much about it. Whatever they want to say. I mean, they can absolutely make that case, right? However, it looks like it was important to them to make sure that Deshaun Watson was available to play against the Houston Texans. That's what it looks like, in my opinion. For people that don't know, the 12th game of the season for the Browns, the week that Watson returns, will be in Houston against the Texans. That will be, even though the Browns will be out of playoff consideration in the AFC probably by that point, and the Texans are going to be one of the worst teams in football, presumably. So you're probably going to have two bad teams. You could have a 3 or 4 win Texans team at that time, and a 5-win Browns team or something like that in that moment. That will be must-see, incredible must see. TV with huge ratings. I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if that game wasn't flexed into primetime because it's the first week of December. It's December 4th, so it's after we start flexing. And it's late enough in the year when you're just looking for storylines. Now, maybe there'd be some pushback and people would talk about the league trying to benefit from Deshaun Watson's situation because there won't be playoff implications, obviously, for those two teams. But I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. That game's scheduled for 1 p.m. right now in Houston if they played that game in primetime under the lights on a network.
Or maybe it gets flexed to 4, one of those national games that's kind of standing alone on CBS. I mean, who knows how it might go. But you're right. I mean, that it's, you know, as soon as, now some things are coincidental, right? As soon as Baker Mayfield goes to Carolina, well, would you look at the fact that the Carolina Panthers open up with the Cleveland Browns? Would you look at that? That's just something that the league just can't even script because it's just so perfect. It's better than the WWE event that you went to on Monday. But that one, this 11 games and all the different dominoes falling and, you know, contract tolling and what years are going to count. And there's a lot of things that sort of are head-scratching here, a little fishy. If it was 12 games, it would be a completely different set of circumstances. If it was 7 or 8, you might have something totally different. This 11 games just seems a little bit too perfect for a number of reasons to be coincidental.
I'd be curious to see what people think. MGM National Harbor listener lines, let's open them up. 800-636-1067 to get your first reactions after the breaking news today that Deshaun Watson is being suspended for 11 games. And this one's now official. This is not the six-game suggestion. This is not the back and forth on what the league is hoping for. There is no appeal coming. This is now written in Sharpie, etched into stone. Deshaun Watson misses the first 11 games, returns for the last six games of the season after 24 women came forward to allege harassment and sexual assault against Deshaun Watson. Most of those cases, I think almost all of them now, have been settled, and he'll move on with his life, and hopefully those women will find a way to find some peace, and the NFL is moving on. That's what it does. It is a steamroller. You're either with it or you're a part of the pavement. And so 12 games from now, in Houston against the Texans, he'll be on the field. I mentioned this right off the top. You were not yet on air, Danny. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to get more heat, to use a wrestling term, as a heel. He's going to get more vitriol and negative energy in that game in Houston specifically, but I think for the rest of the year in road stadiums, than any player has ever gotten before. If you want to talk about all-time NFL villains, I don't think there has ever been the animosity toward a player that you're seeing online with Deshaun Watson. And that is not me arguing that it should or shouldn't be the case. I'm just making an observation.
This is what it is, yeah.
There are plenty of people, too, that defend him. They are out there that say charges were not pressed, or these cases have been closed, you know, all kinds of arguments on his behalf as well. But you see a lot of people who have great disdain for him as a human being now. And I just go back to the preseason game I just saw. In one of the worst environments in terms of fan support and energy in a stadium in the league in Jacksonville, the chanting at him at the start of a preseason game where he threw all of 5 passes. He was enemy of the city number one in Jacksonville. Can you imagine going back to Houston? You now have months to prepare as a fan base. Put together your plans, your signs, your chants. You don't think the radio stations and the media there are going to be game planning. And even if he hadn't done anything awful off of the field in massage parlors, he completely turned on the city and the team. I mean, they would hate his guts like Nats fans hate Bryce Harper unfairly. Deshaun Watson refused to show up to work, said that he couldn't stand the Texans anymore, never wanted to play for them again. Then you add in the embarrassment and the shame to your organization and all that's come with it. That game is going to be unlike anything we've seen before.
Yeah, I bet you they won't be talking Houston Cougars that week. Probably not Rockets talk for the preseason. I don't know how much Astros they'll be getting into. Yeah, that's
it won't be the preseason. It's December 4th. That's the heat of the, you know, the Avs defending their, I mean, the Rockets are the Avs, I should say that the Houston Rockets are going to be in the middle of their season.
That's right. I mean, that's going to be insane. Everything you said, I rubber stamp it. I'm just thinking of other guys that have kind of gotten that initial level of vitriol. I think Michael Vick may have gotten something close to this. I don't know that it's the same, to be honest with you. I mean, just the
good comp.
The reflexive the love affair that we have with dogs in our society. I think so many people just couldn't forgive Vic for what he did, despite the fact that, you know, he served his time and, you know, went away from football for a very long time and, you know, got a second chance. But just some folks just couldn't get past it, couldn't forgive it. Again, not saying what's right or wrong. Your opinion is great. I'm just saying, just trying to think of someone else that received that kind of vitriol. But I think Deshaun Watson may sort of set the record here, if there is such a thing. And I know it's really tough to measure, but to your point, that it was vociferous. It was primal, the way that folks were just screaming and ticked off and just super angry at him and a league that pretends to care when it's convenient about these sorts of issues. But again, the product is so great that, you know, the NFL does this. Whatever this is, they're the best at it. They bumble and they look bad and it doesn't, you know, and everybody's mad at everybody and it's Roger Goodell's the worst. And then kickoff happens, your fantasy lineup is set, you put your DFS lineup in, and you cannot wait for that following week. It's, you know, this train rolls on, as you said.
Deshaun Watson has apologized, started really his apologies last week when it came out that he was willing to settle, which again, this whole thing has been weird, because why is he the one that's willing to settle? I didn't never really got that. If the league wanted to just bring down the hammer, they could have done that, but okay, he's willing to settle. And I guess then the league benefits because they don't have to worry about more fighting in court and this dragging on. And while it's dragging on, I guess, him playing in football games. But he started apologizing last week pretty vaguely. I'm sorry to the people that were hurt. You know, I'm sorry to women everywhere who are bothered. That kind of an apology tour. His agent, David Mulligetta, just tweeted, Deshaun has always stated he is innocent of sexual assault. Nothing has changed in what he said. He always said he is remorseful. The decisions he made have created this situation. The settlement allows him to move forward with his life and career. He made it very clear at his press conference with the Browns that he didn't do what the women were saying he did. And in fact, has, without maybe calling them liars, made it seem like they were making this up at different points during this process. Now, if I view this as a fader, you know, think about like the board that you see a music producer using. Mm-hmm. If there's a fader that could go up to 100 and come down to zero, if his initial response was that 100, I did nothing. Well, yeah, little by little, as more evidence and more women came out and we found out more and more, well, you've got to bring that fader down because you look like an idiot if you don't. So then it was down to 80 when he's going, well, it was a misunderstanding. Then it's down to 60 where he's going, okay, some of this happened, but it was mutual, and then it's down to 40. And so at this point, yes, he is apologizing. He's still saying that there was never any sexual assault. And I guess those claims that these women are making, according to him, are either erroneous or misunderstandings. But if you're looking for an apology, if you're looking for remorse, this is probably as good as it's going to get from Watson, is to say, I made mistakes. I did some things I shouldn't have. What you've heard I did, I didn't do all of those things, but I'm really sorry to these women and I want to play football. That's about what you're getting right now.
Yeah, it's pretty hollow, just sort of the way that, as far as apologies go, because as you said, he's maintained innocence, but also is sorry. And
he gets to go play football. He gets to make $46 million next year.
Yeah.
He just moves along here.
It's listen, people are going to get upset about it. And I totally understand that, by the way, just because the way it looks. But he's getting advice here. He's getting legal advice. And it's the kind of thing where it may not be pleasant, but that's what he has on the line. And I'm trying to put myself in his shoes. And obviously, hopefully, I'd never do the things that he's accused of. But I'm going, okay, well, how do I get the best for me now? I'm in this situation. What's the best thing I can do? I'm going to have to deal with some slings and arrows at some point, right? And you know, it's flimsy. It doesn't feel very good. The whole thing makes you feel unclean and like you didn't really get truth or justice or a real good resolution in all of this. But you know, I understand the way that it's been handled, and you know that his team has done things that are frustrating, right? Where you're kind of going, what if you didn't do it? What are you apologizing for exactly? Are you apologizing that we're here?
Like, I put myself in this situation. I get the sense he's saying I shouldn't have been, you know, used this many masseuses, and I shouldn't have been on Instagram hunting people down. But are you saying that some of this is true? Let's go through it. Which ones were true? Which ones weren't?
Right.
Did you go in there looking for an ending that wasn't sad, or you didn't? Like, what exactly is your transgression here, sir? What are you apologizing for? The Commandalorian on Twitter says he will be booed for a season. People will kill the Browns. But like I said, he was an available elite quarterback, and you had to pay a price plus 11 games, and I stand by it being 100% worth it for such a commodity. I think there are a lot of people out there who feel that way, where, look, this is football. I like football. I'm a football fan. All I care about is, can the quarterback throw the ball to a wide receiver? Can he run faster than the defenders? Can he make plays? And I'll make a deal with a guy that did some potentially, allegedly awful things if it means my football team gets better. And that's clearly the take there. Those people exist, and that's a feeling I'm not belittling that I know is out there. And I know a lot of Browns fans are going to be feeling that way come the first week of December. All right, your call's next. MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Really want to hear what you guys think. Really, let's go twofold on this. Number one, it's official. We now know it's 11 games and a $5 million fine for Deshaun Watson, who will make $46 million guaranteed next year. Your thoughts on that decision by the NFL? 800-636-1067. And then the other part would be, and we could dive into this next, Danny, let's get people's thoughts on what this means for the Browns this year and the AFC North. We'll do that next on G&D here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.